Welcome to The Joy of Living, featuring your host, Barry Shore. In this time of busy and rush, we don't always take the time to appreciate the life that we have and the love of those around us. Now, the ambassador of joy invites you to take a moment, no, take an hour, and find the joy of living. Here is Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance today because you have consciously and conscientiously tuned into The Joy of Living, hosted by your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, Barry Shore. And we are brought to you by this magical platform called Internet Radio, hosted by VoiceAmerica.com. And you have tuned into this show consciously, conscientiously, for one reason only. And it's a great reason, but it's a simp. This is the reason, because you care the most in the entire world about you, Y-O-U-E-W-E, you. Which is great, by the way, because when you care the most about you, you want to become the best you possible. And when you're the best you possible, you help create the kind of world we all want to live in. Because when you're the best you, you build bridges of harmony and you create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world, because that's what you want. That way you'll become healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And we all want that because then we live in the kind of world we all want to live in. And if you ever miss a moment of this show, you don't want to do that, and you want to listen to it again, and you really will want to do that, and you want to share this with at least five people and certainly want to do that, just remember everything that you hear today. You don't have to write anything down. Just listen, lean in, and absorb. Just go to barryshore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E.com. All the information will be there. Now, in this particular show, you are joined at this very moment with a worldwide audience of, let me see the number, 270,913 people around the world are all listening in. They only care about one thing, themselves, which is great. When you're the best you possible, you make the world a better place. Now, on this show, we work with three fundamentals, and those fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. Yes, every single life has purpose. That's why you're here. And the corollary, the result of that, knowing that your life has a purpose, you can go mad. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym. An acronym is the first letter of each word or the first letter in a word that gives us insight into its deeper meaning. In this case, go mad stands for go make a difference, because when you lead a purposeful life, you can make a difference in the world. And one of the best ways to do that is a third principle: unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. A simple example, WWW. Ask anybody what it stands for, and invariably they'll tell you something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drumroll, fanfare, da-da-da-da! What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song to go viral throughout the world and touch not just hundreds of millions, but billions of people on this planet. And whenever you hear that song, even the opening bars of that song, what a wonderful world, right away, what do? You smile. You can't help it. You smile. And SMILE is one of the most important acronyms that you'll ever utilize, internalize, and leverage in your life. Because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Yeah, seeing miracles in life. Every day when you begin to learn how to see, then your world becomes miraculous and you live in a different kind of environment, a vibrational one. Love, living on vibrant energy. So smile is that, seeing miracles in life every day. And right away I have up on the board a number of questions, and whether invariably when I'm speaking, whether it's to 50 people or 5,000 people, people come up to me and say, but Mr. Shore, I've been up for hours already. I haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Those are all miraculous. When you learn to see and feel and experience life on the miraculous plane, then you become the best you possible. I have to share this, though. One of the great miracles of life is that you're here. You have life. Life living inspirationally for eternity. Now, we all know this because we're in the midst of a pandemic. But on a regular day, million plus people around the world did not get out of bed. You got out of bed today. Millions of people around the planet can't get out of bed. They're infirm. You're out of bed. You're here. You're listening. And most of you know, on this show, we have somewhere between 230,000, 240,000 people listening on a regular basis. And invariably, they bring their friends. We have now over 270,000 listeners, and more when you share this will be touching a million people. But those people who know, September 17th, 2004, I was standing up at the morning, just like, I hope 99.99% of everybody listening, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. And in the evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed from my neck down. It was not because of an automobile accident or a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body. In a matter of hours, I was a complete quadriplegic. I could not move anything on my body except my mouth. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both legs from my hips to my ankles, and that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a curb by myself or a stair, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, but you hear my voice. My voice is positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant because we've learned how to see miracles in life every day. But I have to share with you, 2 weeks ago, my 8-year-old niece comes over to me and asks me, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, smile, smile, why not? I asked her why. And she says, because then it could be seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. How wonderful is that? Oh, people have notes up on the board saying, hey, your niece is very cool. And she is. That's a wow, isn't it? When you hear things like that, you say, wow. Wow is a great acronym that stands for words of wisdom, words of wonder. And when you hear those words, you begin to understand you can kind of create the kind of world that you want to live in. And create is a great acronym that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking. We have 50 billion brain cells and a trillion synapses connecting them, and they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. So use your brain cells to create the kind of world you want to live in. How do you do that? By learning to utilize these two words that we're going to learn together. And when you conscientiously use these two words at least 3 times per day, conscientiously, you will change your entire environment, and therefore you will change the world. And those two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, thank is a great acronym that stands for to harness and network kindness. To harness and harmonize network kindness. Now, the Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, and I've read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. So you go into the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte for $5.25. They bring it to you. Say, thank you. You go to the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, and 2 minutes go by, and they don't bring it. You go up to the counter, say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot. And you go back to the scene a couple of minutes later, and it brings it to you. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop. It's raining. Somebody holds the door open for you. Thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and somebody slams the door on you. Thank you. You're in traffic and you're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, Thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Now, I have to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use four-letter words, and I even use the four-letter F-U word, and I do that for shock value, and it's fun. And the four-letter words that we use, of course, because we're in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are life, live, grow, hope, free. And the F-U word? Fun! Fun! F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, of course, people say to me, but Mr. Shore, fun is only spelled with three letters. In our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, we spell it with four letters. F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you're walking out and you see your family, your friends, you point a finger, you have a big smile on your face. Remember what smile stands for. And you point your finger and say, F-U, everybody. Remember to add capital N, capital N right away. Or they'll say, where did you hear that? What are you talking about? Well, I listen to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And we're here to have fun because fun is the first pathway to joy. And you've tuned into The Joy of Living, and we're happy to tell you that today we are going to fill your world with joy. You are going to be expanded. You are going to be closer to the best you possible because we are hosting one of the great beings of the world, a man who is not only dedicated to helping people through his Global Business Mastermind Group, but he actively works as a director of the Strategic Outreach for the Healthy Climate Alliance. And he's a dear friend. And I want to introduce you. I'm going to ask him to say a big hello to 270,913 people around the world. Sunil, can you please tell everybody hello?
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Great to be with you, Barry. Barry,
thank
totally
you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity here.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Well, people are going to be, talk about opportunistic. They are in for a treat because Sunil, as I mentioned, is one of the more interesting and dynamic people in the business world today. He understands, though, that the business of business is people. Connecting, growing with, helping people become the best you possible. Because when that happens, you not only work better, live better, do better, you make the planet. Right now, we need that. The best way to clean the planet and fight this pandemic, this virus, is by being contagious with goodness, with joy, happiness, peace, and love. Let's jump right in here, Sunil. And before we go to this short break, but I'll come up to in just a minute or so, let's talk about thinking. Think, by the way, is a great acronym that stands for to harness insightful neural connections, and you are all about connections. You are the essence of connection. Let's talk about connecting, collaborating, and let's start with the Global Business Mastermind. We have about 39 seconds before we go to the first break. Just give us a taste of what the Global Business Mastermind is about, and then we'll come back after the break and really delve deeply.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the quick take is, you know, I teach people how to think bigger. And that means as a visionary or an entrepreneur or a leader, you have the opportunity to build a large audience for yourself using my principles and my teachings, et cetera. And more than that, to think outside of even your immediate locality, to think about what kind of larger collaborative you can create, who can you connect with to collaborate, like people like wonderful people like you who are joyful and willing to and understand where you're coming from and to co-create a business that's bigger than even the two of you could have imagined by yourselves. So I teach people how to collaborate, teach people how to build audiences. That's the
collaborate
of what I do.
He is the essence of the C's. He's a collaborative, cooperative, smart, wonderful being. And we're going to come back in just about 38 seconds from this break. And we're going to talk about thinking, not just big, but bigger. And big, by the way, stands for believe in giving. And that is the essence of Sunil. He is the essence of giving. He's going to talk to us about meet up and what it means to think bigger and what do you do with it and how does it help you and therefore everyone around you become better. So right back after this brief message, don't go away. Don't fall off your seat. We will return.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. You love listening to The Joy of Living, and you will be rewarded because we're talking about something that I use every day, and it helps me have more energy, and it will help you. It's called Super Grapes. These are Super Grapes soft chews from Human. They are convenient, they taste great, and huge health benefits. You know that I talk about stress kills, joy heals. This is one of the greatest ways you can experience increased energy and therefore more joy in your life. Experience the great tasting, heart healthy boost of new Super Grapes soft chews. Get your Super Grapes soft chews, a special just for my audience. Go to supergrapes.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase. This offer is only available here because you listen to and use The Joy of Living. That's supergrapes.com/Barry. Supergrapes.com/Barry. Do it now. You will be happy you did. Oh, hello, everybody. Guess what? Stress kills. That's right. We everybody knows it. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, stress kills. But what do you do about it? Joy heals. J-O-Y heals. Joy makes you feel better. It allows you to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress. And how do you do that? The best way you can is go to BarryShore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. BarryShore.com. Take the free stress test. Find out what color is your stress and then learn how to reduce, mitigate, even eliminate it with the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, absolutely free. Go to BarryShore.com. Do it now.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at BarryShore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. And it's a human being. His name is Sunil Bhaskaran. And he has joined us today to enable you to become the best you possible. And remember, everything we're going to talk about is going to be on BarryShore.com, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E.com. So you don't have to write anything down. Don't think about it. Just listen. Let it wash over you because this will enable you to become the best you possible. It's the reason that you tuned in. Now, you should know that Sunil is one of the great leaders in the world of meetup.com. His organization has more than 120,000 business owners and professionals across the United States, UK, Canada, and growing internationally. Sunil has been a business mentor and a business owner for over 30 years, and he is the essence of success because he has principles that he lives by, practices, and therefore incorporates in his life and therefore helps others. And we're going to go deeply into this one now. I'm going to step back and let Sunil take over as he talks to us and urges us to consider what it means to think bigger and therefore engage your life in the best possible way. Sunil, thinking bigger, why is that more important than what you think?
You know, that's very well stated. You know, thinking is actually much more important than what I call thoughting, which is coming up with thoughts. You know, and most people have thought, you know, they thought a lot. Come up with thoughts and opinions about things and et cetera. And there's nothing wrong with that. except it's not really quite thinking. So why is this important? Well, you know, especially today with the coronavirus, et cetera, going, I've talked to a lot of people almost every day. And almost every hour, I should say. And, you know, people are in different places. Some people are really sad. Some people are shocked. Some people are going through some tremendous amounts of grief because their friends are suffering from the disease that I've talked to. Other people are hopeful. Other people are trying to figure out what to do. You know, and a lot of people who are trying to figure out what to do. But this is a time when you want to look at acknowledging what your feelings are and coming from a different place. And that different place is more in the world of being, of who you're being rather than what you're thinking. And it doesn't diminish thinking. Obviously, I'm not an anti-thinker or even anti-thoughter, but I'm more about being and coming from your feelings, because honestly, from any brain scientist that you interview, they will tell you that most of your decisions, most of your thinking even, comes from your feelings or your contexts or the belief systems that you have that run almost everything that you do. And so when you're hit with a crisis like what we're facing right now, which probably won't be the last crisis, I mean, it's just the nature of life, that we hit crisis and challenges, and that's just how life is. And it's not diminishing life, not exacerbating the suffering. I'm just saying that that's how life is. And how you respond or how you think in response or how you create something perhaps more meaningful is actually more imperative than ever before. But some of you are going through stages where, you know, the Harvard Business Review just recently did an article on this, that majority of people are going through what's called a grieving process in this process. Some of it is immediate grieving. There's a lot of sadness, wondering what it can do, looking around you, you're feeling isolated. Even those of you who are introverted are feeling it as well. And then you go through the stages. There's denial. A lot of people went through denial. This can't be happening. Then it's suddenly, oh my God, this is happening. And then there's stages of anger, sadness, etc. I won't go through all the stages, but they're certainly there. And then, you know, some of us come to a point like Viktor Frankl did in the Holocaust period, World War II, came to the point where he realized that the discovery of meaning, what this all means for yourself, for the people around you, for your niece, Barry, for the children that you have, that the children of the friends that you have, what does it mean? What kind of meaning can you derive, create, and forge that would make this world a better place? And you see, that's a far, I would say, well, I think I'm free to use the word, a far superior way of thinking, because it creates something more profound. And when you have profundity in your life, it gives you a greater expanse of possibility to swim in. You know, if you only stay in the world of coming up with thoughts and things that you think you should be doing, I assert that it's a smaller lake. It's not a bad lake. You can do things with that. You can make a difference. You can do things with people. But when you come up with something that's profound, a meaning that's important to you, a lesson that you learn from this, then something becomes available that it wasn't available before. You're giving birth to something. And in order to give birth to something, you have to look at the meaning of it. You don't want to just aimlessly give birth to something out of doing. You want to give birth to something out of who you're being. Now, as I'm saying that, I invite you to feel the words I'm saying and feel what I'm feeling. What I'm feeling is this is where people who lead start taking off, because they see the sensitivity of being in a dangerous situation like this, but they also see the opportunity to lead us to somewhere that's perhaps a better world.
Let me jump in here for a moment, because this is so vital and important, and as you use the word profound, for everybody, I'm writing things down, taking notes, and even though I'm going to listen again, I'm going to share this, I wanted to make note for everybody. Sunil has used a number of important words that people are going through right now: sad, shock, suffering, grieving process and such. I want to put out the word that he's used a lot also: hope. H-O-P-E. Now, HOPE is an acronym. I have been thinking about this, and just this morning understood for myself the acronym of HOPE. HOPE in my world stands for, in the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, helping others progress every day. Helping others progress every day. Now, why is that important? Because if it's only myself, then why am I living? If I am here as a benefit, and as Sunil pointed out, we are human beings. We are here to be of service. The joy of living can be summed up in one word: giving. Helping others progress every day. That is hope. And to put that in context, you use the word challenge. That was so purposely done. Because challenge is a word I've been working with. I've had people ask me, and I made a video about this, and I'll send it to people. If you look at the word challenge, C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E, in the word challenge, the first three letters are C-H-A. The last three letters are N-G-E. Together, they spell change. Change. And the middle three letters are L-L-E. Let life embrace change. As you said, we're in a shift. Shift happens. Most people leave out the F. But shift happens. Now it's the time to create, as you said, create a profound new way of living. If you haven't been living this way, Sunil is all about being big, believing, giving. His essence is that of birth. He's helping us go through the birth canal right now. This is so wonderful. First of all, again, a huge thank you, Sunil, for making time to be with us and share with us. Let's continue for a couple more minutes on this particular issue of giving birth and now working in the world, like you just said, of purpose and meaning and profundity. A few more minutes, please.
Okay, please. Yes, no. You know, it's perfect what you said about challenge and leading people through the birth canal. You didn't think you'd come on a radio show and be led to a birth canal, but you are. You know, and the opportunity right now is in thinking bigger and leading people to a more profound meaning. The real meaning is, and it's in our biology, all of us have it, is definitely in what Barry just said, which is believe in giving. When you believe in giving, you're thinking outside of where we normally think, which is in survivalistic thinking. There's nothing wrong with surviving. Everything right about surviving, because if you don't survive, well, it's all pointless, isn't it? But if you get beyond, if you look beyond surviving, there's always that moment when you've had a kind person come up to you in your moments of trouble. And despite their own trouble, they give you a piece of bread, look you in the eye, and give you a reassuring hand. And, you know, it could be a child, it could be anybody, but you, that act is actually what drives us forward. And the more that we build that out, that ability to think beyond ourselves and giving people our gifts that sometimes we don't really trust. But if you're willing to trust and see that that gift could give, then I would encourage you to do so.
Oh, he's encouraging us to trust our biology. In other words, our makeup is, first, I have to be the best me possible. By the way, we know that most people aren't flying these days, but people have been on airlines before. Everybody knows the routine that if you have a cabin pressure and it has a change, something comes down from overhead, and invariably you're taught, if you want to help somebody else, don't put theirs on first, put yours on first, and now you can help someone. Yeah. Make sure that you're thinking as Sunil's helping us, is think.
Yeah, no, this is the reason why you wanna take care of your health. See, I you know, like Barry, I mean, I've met you, I've seen you know, how you are. And you're an amazing example of someone who's committed to taking care of themselves so they can create more joy. Right? And that joy,
yes,
that meaning gives us the reason why we need to take care of ourselves. You know, you and I have to super take care of ourselves because we got a lot of things to get done. And so do the rest of you people out there. You got a lot of things to get done. You got to take care of yourself.
On that particular note, we've got a lot of things to get done, and we have sponsors, and they are here to help people. So people have fallen off the edge of their seat. Get back on. Buckle up. We're coming back with more Sunil in just a couple of minutes. This man is on fire, but fire is good. Get right back with you after this brief message. Be back. Bye.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved beings. You love listening to The Joy of Living, and you will be rewarded because we're talking about something that I use every day, and it helps me have more energy, and it will help you. It's called Super Grapes. These are Super Grapes soft chews from Human. They are convenient. They taste great and huge health benefits. You know that I talk about stress kills, joy heals. This is one of the greatest ways you can experience increased energy and therefore more joy in your life. Experience the great tasting, heart healthy boost of new Super Grapes soft chews. Get your Super Grapes soft chews, a special just for my audience. Go to supergrapes.com/Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Get a free 30-day supply with your first purchase. This offer is only available here because you listen to and use The Joy of Living. That's supergrapes.com/Barry. Supergrapes.com/Barry. Do it now. You will be happy you did. Oh, hello, everybody. Guess what? Stress kills. That's right. Everybody knows it. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, stress kills. But what do you do about it? Joy heals. J-O-Y heals. Joy makes you feel better. It allows you to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress. And how do you do that? The best way you can is go to BarryShore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. BarryShore.com. Take the free stress test. Find out what color is your stress and then learn how to reduce, mitigate, even eliminate it with the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, absolutely free. Go to BarryShore.com. Do it now.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at BarryShore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Now, good is a wonderful word, G-O-O-D. Let's take that second O, make a little snip in it, and now we're going to elongate it. You have the letter L. Because when you're good, that's what you have. You become gold. And gold is the great currency of the world because goodness is the actual currency of the world. You can buy happiness with gold, the gold of goodness. And we've been speaking with one of the good, great people of the world, wonderful Sunil Bhaskaran. He is the founder of the Global Business Mastermind Group that touches tens of thousands of people around the world and infuses them with joy, happiness, peace, and love, and the ability to make more money, live a healthier life, and be wiser in the process. We're just talking about trust, and we're talking about being healthy. Now, HEALTH is a great acronym. HEALTH stands for helping everyone achieve life through happiness, helping everyone achieve life through happiness. And we're going to talk right now about one of the favorite topics of Sunil, and that is the four intelligences that contribute to bigger thinking. Remember, he talked about bigger thinking. Sunil, the four intelligences, what are they and how are they going to help us?
Well, you know, the first intelligence is what most people think of, you know, which is strategic thinking. You know, thinking strategically, figuring out what your goals are, planning, focusing, you know, what your objectives are for the day, for the week. And there's certainly a lot of value to that kind of intelligence. But when you talk to any decent brain scientist these days, they'll also tell you that, you know, a lot of your decision-making is based in your emotions. In fact, it's all based on your emotions, some of them will say. Your emotions determine how you decide what you do, and it plays a great deal in your life, more than some of us realize. And there's a certain emotional intelligence that you want to start building, that is the ability to gauge how someone else is feeling, how you're feeling particularly, to be sensitive to it, to take time in the day, pause, take a moment to see how you feel. You know, there's acronym. You know, I love, Barry, I love your love of language. I share it as well. There's an acronym from Dan Siegel, wrote a couple of great books, and his acronym is SIFT, S-I-F-T. So in SIFT, you look at your sensations in your body, the images that come up in your mind, the feelings that you have, to your emotions and your thoughts. And these all kind of contribute and work together, Jen, and the more present you are, the more you develop that emotional intelligence, not just in yourself, but in other people. Now, when you move up the ladder a little bit, you start noticing that there's a slightly higher intelligence, and I call it social intelligence. Now, all of this, of course, is made up. It's not the absolute truth, and it's a model, and the model is flawed. You know, it's never perfect. There are always exceptions to the rule. But what I'm trying to give you is just a simple way of starting to think through how to think bigger. So we start with strategic thinking, look at your emotional thinking and developing skills in that. You want to start building your social skills. You're thinking at the social level, which is the third level. When you start thinking at social level, you start engaging in what brain scientists call theory of the mind. Theory of the mind, it sounds almost really abstract, but it's actually one of the most useful things I ever learned from my mentor almost 30 years ago. Theory of the mind is where you can kind of gauge what someone else is going to respond or think or say or respond to you in some social way. Now, really smart business people figure this out over with experience. Smart, street smarts is a lot about figuring out what the other person's thinking. And that's what they call first order theory of mind. Second order theory of mind is when you can figure out what this other person's going to say to another person, a third person, about what you said or what someone else said, and you can kind of gauge what this kind of, as you develop this, sounds a little crazy, I know, but as you develop these skills, and they can be developed, you start getting really cognizant of what's going on around you, with around the people, around your friends, around your family. You start understanding very deeply. And when you understand deeply, this beautiful thing that I mentioned earlier, the meaning of your life becomes more and more clear. When you start putting together your emotional intelligence, your strategic intelligence, and now your social intelligence, a picture starts formulating of the world that I promise you, you may not have seen before. It's a newer world. It gives you more possibilities, more opportunities to come from. And this applies to both business, leadership, the world, your family, trying to get your kid to go out and throw out the garbage. I mean, you name it, it works. But then there's the king or the queen or the empress of all intelligences. And that empress, drum roll, please, Barry.
Drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. Who is the empress? The empress.
Here comes the empress. The empress of intelligence, which is moral intelligence. Now, moral intelligence is not about beating the head of someone else who, you know, about what's right and wrong. That's not moral intelligence. That's righteousness. I'm not talking about self-righteousness. I'm talking about moral intelligence. Now, we all know this. Most of us do, at least. Because we feel what is right in our heart. You resonate with certain things some people say. And we feel that it's right. When we hear it, we know it's right. And we know it's right for us. It's biological. And it varies sometimes. It does vary. And you might have a different morality from someone else, but it's a moral intelligence. And most of it, we share. We share a certain moral intelligence. So most of us know the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would want to be done unto you. It's an example. That's a pretty clearly well-understood moral rule. And it's the context or a driving belief behind your decisions. And as you look to that, and then you ask the question, what is my higher calling? Whether you believe in a God or not, or whether you believe in any other kind of spirituality or not, it doesn't matter. If you believe in yourself, that's also a form of a higher calling, you could say. Some of us know, I think a lot of you are resonating with this, because you know in some points in your life you've made a decision and then a part of you said, no, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have made that investment. You shouldn't have done that, or you should have made that investment. You should have talked to that person. You should have been a little bit more kind, or maybe a little bit more straight. You should have been more straight with yourself. You should have been more honest. And we know that. We feel it in our bodies. Mostly I feel it in my solar plexus, close to my heart, on my gut level. You know, our language betrays our biology, which betrays our morality, because we speak from the heart. We talk to someone else's heart. We talk from our gut. We feel from our gut. It's in our language. It's in our being. We can't help it. The problem is that most of us ignore that moral intelligence. And we fail to make the right decision sometimes. We fail to do what's right for us. We fail to do what's right for the bigger good of the people around us. The opportunity
Move in here for a moment. Mm-hmm. I have so many questions up on the board, and they're all revolving around the same idea. Here we are in the midst of an opportunity. Let's be blunt.
Yes.
The world is facing something unknown. We'll call it a crisis. And there are two aspects to the crisis, faith and fear. Fear, most people know the common acronyms for fear is forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. I prefer the more intellectual one, which is false expectations appearing real. It's false to think the world is over. This is not Armageddon. It's not crumbling all around you. We will not only get through, we will rise above like the phoenix. But faith is the other part of this wonderful, amazing possibility. Faith is a nice acronym that stands for finding answers in the heart. What you just spoke about, finding answers in the honest aspect of life, finding answers in the head, heart, combination, finding answers in the hidden. So thank you, Sunil, for talking to us about the highest level of moral intelligence. Again, just to go briefly what he's talking about. Strategic is, okay, that's what we do in life. Emotional, many people have it and want to even get better. The social intelligence is now, okay, what more can I do? Becoming clear. By the way, the word miracle, I learned from the 13-year-old, as I was just mentioning to Sunil. Miracle can be broken up into two words. I'm clear. If you look at the letters, they spell the words, I'm clear. That's what a miracle is. Because social intelligence. Then you said the Empress, moral intelligence. We know what is right. We want to do the right thing, which is to, in our common humanity, linking each other with the four intelligences and saying hope, helping others progress every day. You can't help others progress every day unless you're progressing every day. Let's use these four intelligences that Sunil is bringing to us, because he works with and unites hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And again, everything you want to know about Sunil is going to be on barryshore.com, BarryShore.com. So you'll be able to access many things about him and get involved with his groups, because what he's doing is he's spreading goodness. He's spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love throughout the world. When we come back, Sunil has graciously agreed to come back for another little segment on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk about how his global business mastermind creates concrete steps to making your greater vision, both in your business and your life, so you can become the best you possible. Because that's why you tuned in to the Joy of Living. You want to be the best you. Y-O-U-E-W, Sunil. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll be back, everybody, right after this brief message. Don't go away. There's more Sunil on the other side.
Oh, hello, everybody. Guess what? Stress kills. That's right. We everybody knows it. Stress, S-T-R-E-S-S, stress kills. But what do you do about it? Joy heals. J-O-Y heals. Joy makes you feel better. It allows you to reduce, mitigate, maybe even eliminate stress. And how do you do that? The best way you can is go to BarryShore.com. B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. BarryShore.com. Take the free stress test. Find out what color is your stress and then learn how to reduce, mitigate, even eliminate it with the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, absolutely free. Go to BarryShore.com. Do it now. Oh, how happy this time of year is. Joy reigning supreme. Hello, Barry Shore here. Now, I have a quick question for you. Do you have stress? S-T-R-E-S-S, capital letters, stress, because you're supposed to be happy, and oh my gosh, maybe I'm not, and there's so much to do, and so many things to be done, and what am I going, well, if you have stress, and you want to get rid of it, or you want to reduce it, and replace it with joy, then do this. Are you ready? Go to www.BarryShore.com. That's B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Remember, WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And treat yourself to the 11 strategies for living in joy daily. It's free, or your money back, cheerfully refunded, free. Do it now. You'll be happy you did. And let me know. Send me an email, send me a text, give me a call, and tell me how happy you are. Go mad and enjoy the holidays. Bye now.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
You are listening to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. To participate in today's program, we invite you to call in to 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to Barry at BarryShore.com. Now, back to The Joy of Living.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good looking. Remember, you're good looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance, and as a being, his name is Sunil Bhaskaran. He's the founder of the Global Business Mastermind, touching tens of thousands of people around the world and enabling them to be their best selves, which is the reason you tune in to the Joy of Living, so you can be the best you possible. Sunil, in the few minutes we have remaining with us, and thank you for staying for this segment, tell us how GBM, the Global Business Management Mastermind, Global Business Mastermind, how does that create concrete steps, real down and dirty concrete steps to making a greater vision, both in business and life for people?
Well, you know, we work primarily with visionaries and entrepreneurs. And one of the two important things that visionaries, entrepreneurs, and business people really need to understand about marketing themselves, the two critical things. One is you got to have a very compelling narrative. A compelling narrative means you got to employ the moral intelligence, making sure that when people hear what you have to offer in terms of your service, your product, that it touches home. It hits the heart, the solar plexus, and people feel in a good way what you're offering. That's one thing. The second thing is you got to have an audience. If you don't build an audience, it's very difficult for other people to collaborate with you because there's no currency to exchange. From a transactional point of view, if you don't have an audience, it's very tough to really do anything with you or to show credibility and refer you to someone else. So the big favor, I mean, it's more than a favor, it's a big, the big attraction that I give to people who are in business especially, is to get them to have an offer that's compelling, that hits home with that moral intelligence, social intelligence, emotional intelligence, and strategic thinking. When you have all four of those put into your offer, it hits home on all those different levels of thinking that people have, and people resonate with your product or your service. The second thing I help you do is help you build a larger audience. We primarily use Meetup, Alignable, which is another platform online, and LinkedIn, and we couple it with Collaborative. So I teach people how to collaborate with other people. I have a lot of collaborators in our group who are happy, ambitious, friendly people who want to collaborate with other people and do greater things. So that's where the social intelligence comes in. The ability to teach you how to socially collaborate with other people is a joy and passion for me. I love doing it. It's what wakes me up in the morning, what doesn't put me at sleep at night. And so when you combine both of those, you have a big audience. I mean, you know, the numbers can vary, but in anywhere from tens of thousands to 5,000, depending on what size of city you're in, that feeds you a pretty good pipeline for your clientele, the people you want to engage in your vision. And then when you couple that with a really good narrative and a good offer, then it gives you the opportunity to also speak from the stage in a very compelling way that leads up very in a focused way to what you offer. So in a nutshell, you know, it's a one-year program and it's a pretty affordable thing and to do. And, you know, that's what we do.
Again, huge thank you to Sunil. The three C's in life are to be concise, compelling, and creative. And when you do that, you now can go out and go mad and make a difference and change the world for the better. Sunil, we just have a couple minutes left. I'm going to ask you a question that I ask great people. You have 80 seconds to answer. That's it, 80 seconds. No more. Ready?
Yeah. Right.
Is your most fervent desire?
Well, you know, that's fairly simple for me. I mean, I know it sounds weird, but it's true. That my most fervent desire is to fulfill my vision, which is to have 100 million joyful and successful entrepreneurs in the world by 2027. It's what I wake up in the morning for. I mean, this is what gives me life, Barry, you know.
Wait a minute. I just wrote that down.
Yeah.
100 million people in your world working, focusing on good and gold at the same time by 2027. That's your most fervent. Now, that is something to get up in the morning about. Wonderful, Sunil.
Absolutely.
May I give you an embrace in front of 270,913 people around the world for joining us today? Are you ready? Here's a big hug.
Yes, I am.
1, 2, 3. Thank you. And remember, everybody, as you reason, you conscientiously and consciously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, BarryShore.com. Everything you heard today, you want to listen again, boy, do you. You want to share this with at least 5 people, absolutely, because then we'll touch 1 million people around the world. Just go to BarryShore.com. Remember, www, what a wonderful world. 3 fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when your life has purpose, you can go mad. Go make a difference. And how do you do that? By uncovering the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Wow! Words of wisdom, words of wonder. And then you smile, seeing miracles in life every day, or as my 8-year-old niece said, seeing miracles in everyday life. And then you can kind of create the kind of world we all want to live in, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel, just like Sunil shared with us, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Use 4-letter words in your life: life, live, grow, give, free, and F you, everybody. F U, capital N, capital N. And remember, consciously and conscientiously every single day, say thank you, to harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always. KIND, a great acronym, is keep inspiring noble deeds. And we have been inspired with noble deeds by our dear friend Sunil Bhaskaran. You'll find out everything you need to know about him at barryshore.com. So one of the things that we do in this show is we urge people for the blessing. And the blessing is to go forth. Live your life to the full. Plant and sow the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.
Thank you for tuning in this week to The Joy of Living. Please join Barry Shore for another edition of the program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. And as Barry says, give me five. Share this show with five people you love. Bring joy into your heart and love unto others. And we'll see you here next week.